in at rush time, if you're running around trying to buy Easter eggs, you're thinking, which one am I going to buy, or is that one any good? Lee McCoy is a lad who certainly knows his onions when it comes to Easter eggs, if that's the correct terminology. Good morning, Lee.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm very well. Now then, first of all, tell us about your interest in Easter eggs, Lee.
Well, I've always been interested in Easter eggs and chocolate for years. My parents always had chocolate around the house, so I just think of stuff to blog about, and Easter eggs came to mind, so I thought it's a good excuse to get free Easter eggs from people.
So how do you go about doing that? You go around all different shops and saying, can I sample that egg? I want to put it onto my website and stuff like that.
I normally phone up or talk to all the big companies like Cadbury's, chocolate trading companies, Swanton's, and say, can I have some Easter eggs? I've got people that want to know about Easter eggs, and can you send me some? And they do.
Go away. So on your site, you can go to your site and find out which is the best value ones, which is the most elaborate ones, stuff like that.
Yeah, the best values, where, you know, which shops have got deals on, you know, which ones to avoid, because there's some really terrible ones out there, and you know, which ones are good for kids or girlfriends and such like.
Right. So this is an absolute minefield on the Easter weekend for you then, Lee, isn't it?
Well, there's quite a few people coming to the website and trying to find out which ones to buy, and so it's good fun as well. You get loads of nice comments from people.
Do you think there's too much packaging on Easter eggs still, Lee?
There's tons of it. I know Cadbury's and Nestle have done a good job this year and reduced it by about 20-30%. But some of the ones you get for kids, it's just rolling in cardboard and polystyrene and plastic and everything. So in my office at the moment, it's just filled up with loads of rubbish from Easter eggs, so I've got to get rid of that nicely.
I mean, I was telling Wayne Clark this morning on his programme, I miss opening an Easter egg and having that little tray inside, like a box of chocolates, with all different chocolates in, you know.
Yeah, there's some good ones. I know, like the Whisper and the Twirls, you open it up and there's loads of chocolate in there, as well as the egg, and you get little sweets as well. So I think that's the fun part for most of the kids these days, just opening it up and the excitement on their faces.
What about toys? Do you ever get any toys in Easter eggs nowadays?
You only get them really with the Kinder surprises. You don't get them too often now. I think, you know, people are trying to cut down costs. But they rather go with, you know, they try and hook up with people like Ben 10 or Hannah Montana. That's the way to get the kids in these days.
I know. I mean, how long have you been interested in Easter eggs yourself?
Easter eggs themselves, probably years since I was a little kid. My mum would always get me Easter eggs. So that's what got me hooked now. And, you know, everyone knows I love chocolate, so why not just blog about it?
So are they as popular today as they have been since you remember them, Lee?
Oh, they're massively popular now, you know. I get thousands of visits to my website every day, people just looking for all different types of Easter eggs. And I was speaking to the people in Tesco's and they say that Easter eggs fly off the shelves now, they can't fill them fast enough.
No way. I mean, what about other countries like Belgium, who are renowned for the chocolate? Do they go one step ahead? Like, are they a lot more elaborate than us?
Oh, I wouldn't say they are. I think we've got some great companies here. You've got the Chocolate Trading Company, Hotel Chocolat, that make their own chocolate. They get it from the Caribbean and all the way around the world. And they make some absolutely fantastic chocolate. You know, I prefer to eat things in the country and, you know, help our own people.
So what's your favourite, milk or dark?
I love dark chocolate. I'm a big eater of that. It's better on your waistline as well.
I know. When I was on a diet, one of the things you could have was that, you know, that cocoa chocolate, that 70% proof almost. Do you know the one I mean?
Yeah, that's the one. They do even higher than that. You get 80-odd% now, which is really bitter, but it's good stuff.
Good stuff. One square put me off chocolate for life, I'll tell you. It kept me on my diet, mate.
It might give you a bit of a headache.
I couldn't sleep for about a week after one square of that, sitting up, reading the phone book 4 o'clock in the morning.
Well, it takes your fancy.
So where are the best ones then? What are the best ones available and the best value for money, you know, because money's a bit tight now, isn't it?
Money's very tight. If you're going out today, I'd probably just go down to the supermarket. I know in the centre of Liverpool there's four Swanton shops, you know. In Birkenhead you've got Beatty's and the Chocolate Cellar, so just pop down into town centre if you want, have a look around, see what you like. You know, if you got something that you like, go for that and try it out.
Yeah, I mean, the Chocolate Cellar's great, because Bella, she's a great girl, isn't she? Have you met her?
I haven't met her, no. I've been doing some research today and, you know, trying to help all these smaller shops, because, you know, the big brands get all the names, so trying to help all the small guys as well.
But she's just further down here from Radio Merseyside on Hanover Street, the Chocolate Cellar, and she's a great girl. We've done a little piece on her, and all the individual handmade chocolates, and it's absolutely gorgeous, and she does put her heart and soul into it, which is the personal touch, which is very nice, you know, for the very special occasion, you know.
Definitely. I might pop down there in a couple of days and try some free samples, hopefully.